What's up, Nadri Radioholics? Because this is a remote podcast, you may get the occasional echo and delay in the podcast. Otherwise, enjoy.
It's called Not Really Radio, yeah?
Not really radio.
Not Really Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Not Really Radio, or the Not Really Radio podcast, with myself, Tyrone, and Miv. This week, it's episode 20. I think that's kind of a milestone.
Episode
cool.
20.
20. Oh my gosh, okay. That's what's up.
Snaps to you. Snaps to you.
Here we go.
For episode snaps. 20, snaps. We have Tumi Malatsi on the show. Good day, Tumi. How are you doing? I don't know why I said good day.
Good day. Hi, boys. How are you?
Fantastic. Living lavish.
I low-key feel like a celeb. Like, I'm like, oh my goodness. I'm on a podcast with these mother truckers. Like, yeah, my life is made.
Tumi's about to start her own podcast, by the way, and it's going to be like fire. I can just see it. She told me about it. I was like, yo, this is going to be fire.
I mean, fingers crossed. You need to keep your listeners in the loop and up to date and all that jazz. And yeah, when we launch, we're going big.
Yep.
Definitely. I'm ready for it. I think it's going to be hilarious. And other things, also just enjoyable.
Yeah, don't shade me already.
No, because hilarious can be a compliment, but hilarious can also be like, it's going to be hilarious. You know? Like, it needs to be other things as well.
Like, do me recording a podcast. You're not wrong. Hilarious. Like. It's not That's like, not what you were saying.
Like, think about it. If okay, Fuzzy tolls, like, tells people, she's like, yeah, so like my husband like does a podcast and stuff, and then someone's like, oh, that's hilarious. It's not what you want to hear, right? Mim's face. Mim's face.
That's not what you're trying to hear.
Yikes.
Exactly. No. Like that's no. I've seen the podcast memes. I've seen it. And I feel personally attacked by many of them.
Yeah, I saw a tweet saying, ladies, you're meant to be building houses, but they're busy recording podcasts. I'm like, wow. Why the attacks? Like, why am I getting attacked for doing something I
no,
like to do?
No, you're only feeling attacked if you're not building a house. So.
Oh my gosh.
Yikes.
I'm 25. Can I be 25 and record podcasts, please? Like.
Bruh, if you're not taking risks in your 20s.
And you can low-key build a house as well.
In this economy, 25-year-old building a house.
Yeah.
Jimmy's going to say I should be recording this podcast in the house that I built. I can feel that
Absolutely.
Coming.
Absolutely.
I can feel that coming.
I mean, you took the words right out of my mouth. So,
I mean, we have said on this podcast before, we're like, we're in the studio, namely my office. That's what's up.
I love it.
Okay, so Tyrone, what are we talking about today on episode 20 of Not Really Radio?
So I thought one of the funniest topics we could cover, or one of the most amusing topics we could cover, rather, with Tumi, would be to chat a little bit about our local celebrities, you know, the locals, the famous people that live in South Africa that probably earn less than some of us.
Wow.
So can I just confirm we are legit calling them celebrities? Wow.
I mean, that's one of my hot takes. Local celebrities. But the reason,
man, like, at least they're trying, you know what I mean?
No, they are trying. They are not at least trying. They are
the,
trying.
What?
I think South Africa, okay, and this is not me being like all serious and all that jazz, but like I think South Africans as a whole don't quite grasp the fundamentality of what it means to be a celebrity. And for me personally, it's somebody who has to be celebrated for a very honed skill, a very nurtured talent. And we look at a presenter and we're like, oh, that's a celebrity. Like, no. Why am I celebrating the fact that you can host a show? No, that's absolute rubbish. Like, I think that there are very, very few celebrities South Africa has actually been able to produce. And at the top of that list is probably, I know everybody's probably going to shoot me, is good old Utata Madiba. Like, that's a celebrity. Like, there's a man who can be celebrated not only for his, I don't know, his sacrifice or whatever, but an entire movement, something. Right? Or being the face of a movement. There, I can celebrate that. I can't celebrate mediocrity of an Instagram influencer.
That's a hot take. That's a hot take.
So, this is just something I want to ask with that. I mean, I've got a whole... I want to take it one step further, but before I do that, I want to ask Tumi, so how and also Merv, like, how are we defining celebrity? So some people would say Tata Madiba is an icon and not necessarily a celebrity.
Fair enough.
Or like
fair enough.
A political figure, because like in the popular, like in pop culture, the way like people mean celebrity is they pretty much mean musicians, actors, like those kinds of people, like people who are famous for their face, kind of in a way, or their voice or some physical attribute, and not their contribution to society necessarily.
Right.
Because if we look at most American celebrities, for example, like not a lot of them like do that much useful stuff for the world. They just kind of like
they're on the big screen and that's that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I love movies and I think movies are good for the world, but like at the same time, we can't expect this person that's been on movie set since he was 5 to have a in-depth and good political opinion kind of thing, you know?
Yes.
So are we saying celebrity should be someone who is celebrated, who should be celebrated, or like, is celebrity even a good thing as well? Like, how are we defining that word for the premise of this conversation?
I think,
Miv, do you want
to
go first?
I think Tumi is looking at celebrity in its like most literal term, which unfortunately is not like what the global understanding of celebrity is. So celebrity in the sense of it should be someone who is celebrated. And I think in Tumi's definition, there's like a little hackies, what is it, brackets. Invisible ink, which says rightfully so, because he or she did something to be celebrated for. So, but that's right. Not really like what celebrity is in like the global sense. I think in a global sense, it's if you're on TV, you are recognizable.
And this is where our rigorous debate can come in that, right now you look at a Kim Kardashian.
That's a celebrity.
She's a celebrity.
That's a big
right?
celebrity.
She's a celebrity. But fundamentally, we're celebrating her for what exactly? Like, for me, it's got to be a talent. It's got to be you're bringing something to the world. Now, yes, years after having started keeping up with the Kardashians and all these other spin-offs and, you know, like brand collaborations and all that jazz, yes, it's something else. But when she started, we were literally watching one of those really first, and we didn't understand reality television and what that meant. So everybody just sat around watching this family go apeshit on TV. and we enjoyed it and we judged it and stuff like that. But we, and they were already celebrities back then, but for nothing. You look at a Robert Downey Jr., you look at even freaking our own homegirl, Charlize Theron or whatever. These people are actors. I can celebrate you for having brought a talent to the screen and beyond just acting and portraying a different character, like you are literally being a storyteller. And for the longest time, I think South Africans have also, if you're just looking at acting, South Africans would always judge their homegrown storytelling skills, and it would always be like compared to a Hollywood sort of a story or whatever. And that's unfair because they are very, very different standards. And
yeah. And
I think over the years, over the last 5, maybe even 10 years, South Africans have really honed their skills in storytelling, and that I can celebrate. And it's so funny because in that regard, I think South African celebrities, real authentic South African celebrities, are not celebrated at all. They are the people who are not on the scene, who are not about, oh, I'm collaborating with this brand and I've got a paid partnership here and whatever else like that. Like, I'm talking about a Vusi Kunene, like an old school, I'm an actor, I know how to tell the story, I know how to narrate, I know how to, you know, like really just bring something to life. And nobody wants to, the fact that nobody knows anything about Vusi Kunene's life, nobody knows where the hell he chills on a Friday night, who the hell his homies are.
I'm just busy Googling Vusi Kunene quickly.
Like, oh my God, I can't even with you. Cry the beloved country.
Aye, bro. Who check? I didn't check.
I didn't even.
Well, I mean, there you go. Case in point, I'm also probably revealing my age now, and your listeners are like, who does all girl? Honey, take a seat. In fact, take several seats.
Check my muscle.
There you go, right? So for me, somebody like that is a celebrity. And I know, I'm probably going to be shot for this, but like, I don't watch South African television. Not because it's not great, but because I stream everything now. Hello, Netflix. Sorry. Anyway, so...
also because we're getting taxed to be on our phones at the moment.
Yes, there's that as well.
No.
But I also think that there are musicians in South Africa who aren't really celebrated as well. And that, I mean, despite Kelly Khumalo's other, you know, like, choices in life.
Scandals.
She's a talented person. I want to celebrate her for her talent. But some Housewives of Johannesburg, no, stop it.
Mm.
No, stop it. Stop
yourself. I think to me, talent and quality performance is not directly proportional to celeb status. So, and we can actually go as far as saying those two things are mutually exclusive, because I can be absolutely crap at what I do, but be a celebrity. And you have these talented musicians and actors as well who are nowhere. I remember I was doing a... Nabisa, a friend of ours we did radio with, has this Instagram live situation that she used to do. It was called the IG Fix. And right. Then she used to interview like these talented artists. And I interviewed this lady. Her name is Dankisa Mamabolo. And she is like this. She's an actor and she's also a singer. Listen, top class stuff. Like, her voice is like high quality. I'm talking range. You know what I mean? Range, like up and down, you know, and her acting skills as well is absolutely fantastic. She just dropped an album now, and she's not gonna get the hype. She's not going to become a celebrity anytime soon, at least.
In that, I would celebrate someone like her. And not some mediocre cow who's on the screen with hair and makeup on who can't deliver lines. Like, that for me literally defeats the purpose. But I think that with that said, everybody, like globally, universally, like everybody understands, like you were saying earlier, that celebrity status just comes with being famous, yeah. Just notoriety, good or bad. Like, if you've got X amount of followers and you're an
I like that word, notoriety. Yeah, notoriety.
Which, notoriety, right? And even though that sucks, like, that's absolutely everybody's definition. Like, whether you have a lip kit or you're a hairstylist or whatever, there's now all of these spin-offs that come about with, like, oh, I'm not only this presenter who can cheat on his wife and cure her a disease, but I can also sell you insurance.
So that's actually what kind of brought this up to my mind. I wouldn't have even brought up this topic if that whole situation hadn't happened, because I think it revealed a lot of things for me. It just confirmed a lot of stuff. So I would argue that man was
talking about Kat,
the best presenter South Africa has.
We are most certainly talking about Kat.
I love Kat.
I wasn't gonna say any names, but we're talking about it.
That, bro.
So he's the best. He's the best presenter in. He's literally the best presenter in South Africa. Like, you can't. There's no one like that even comes. I might be wrong. Maybe I haven't seen enough. Okay. Hit me with names.
Okay. No. Carry on. No, wait. Make your point.
He's not the most loyal husband in South Africa. No, I'm not arguing
finish up,
that.
Finish up.
Finish.
What? I don't even know what I was gonna say. I was gonna say.
He's low-key South Africa's most famous.
He's super. There's obviously better presenters out there, but that, like, he's very good at what he does, right? He's a good presenter.
Yes.
I see Miv's face. I'm confused.
I was going to say it's because...
No, don't be confused by our expressions. You just carry on.
I was going to say it's because Tyrone watches the white channels where the insurance ads are for you.
Where everybody calls him Cat.
Oh, that's funny. No, let me rephrase. He is the best presenter I can fully understand.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Okay.
But but at the same time, like, there's this weird, my man got put on this weird pedestal, and I mean, he seemed like a pretty loyal dude, like, from afar, but, like, I just feel like, so with what happened with him, I think there was a couple of things. Like, when you have so much celebrity and stuff, it's like, I don't know, you feel, like, almost like you set up, you're going to fail at some point. Like, you're going to fall. Like, it's almost like you, when you put people on a pedestal, like, at some point, they're going to get knocked off of it for some reason or other. And that person will never be your, like, image of what you have of them in your mind, right? Because they're a human being. So, like, I think I would go with that situation. I would go even further than you to me and say, like, I don't think there should be celebrity. Like, someone should be like, cool, if you're a good actress, like, you're amazing, great, you're good at it, but you're not going to get, I mean, in South Africa, you're not going to get that wealthy from it unless you go to the States. But, like, with celebrity, we often connotate it with wealth. We connotate it with, like, this person is, like, this other thing, this, like, otherworldly thing. But it's like, nah, he's a dude that wears an ugly ass robe and, like, and has problems. Like,
oh man.
I know half of South Africa owns that same robe.
From from a chain store we don't necessarily that we cancelled during lockdown because of their hair scandal. But anyway,
clicks.
You know what? I agree with you, and I marginally disagree with you. I agree with you in that I think we should reevaluate what it means to be a celebrity so that we can actually give that title to somebody who's deserving of it, right? Yeah. I think that doing away with it, yeah, potentially. I think that by South African standards, we definitely have media personalities. Personalities that we invite into our homes, we invite into our lives. You feel so connected with somebody that you follow on Instagram and you've never met this person. And that's why sometimes, what's that saying? That like, don't meet your idol or whatever, because sometimes you meet this person and you think, oh my gosh, it's Tyrone. Oh my gosh, hi Tyrone. And Tyrone is having the shittiest day of his life and he snaps at you and you're like, wait, what? Yeah. He's actually...
No, I will let you down. I will.
He's actually a... Am I allowed to swear?
Yeah, go for it. Yes. I swear all the time. Okay.
He's actually a fucking dick. I don't want to fucking meet him. I don't want to follow him anymore.
Don't swear that much.
No, yeah. Oh, sorry.
No, I'm joking.
Rein it in, Tooms. Rein it in. But okay, so there's that aspect, right? But then there's also the fact that, like, if we're looking at somebody like Katleho, or even the fact that when you reach celebrity status, I think that there does come a time when you are held in a very higher and a very different regard. Yeah. It's much the same as a police officer. We get shocked when we find out that a police officer has done something illegal or wrong, whether that's like a morality thing, an ethical thing or whatever, because you're held to a very different standard. Also, nobody forced you to become a policeman. You made that decision. And much like a celebrity, nobody's forcing you to. If you want to be in the limelight or whatever, there comes a huge responsibility that you know that there are so many people that are looking up to you for whatever reason. And again, nobody's forced you into that position. So now you have to take on that responsibility that, as human as I am, as flawed as I am, and as much as you want people to understand that, and you want people to celebrate with you when you are having your good times. Like, if you look at Kat, when he got married, like, his wedding was a thing. When he had his baby shower, it was a thing. And he posted about those things, you know? He wanted people to celebrate with him. And now that the shit's hitting the fan because he fucked up, now he's like, oh, we'd really prefer to deal with this in private.
Oh, I love those statements. I love them. They're my favorite.
And I'm like, no, first of all, fuck right off. Second of all, you have an absolute huge responsibility to not only be a husband and a father, but also because you're in the limelight, because you're in the spotlight, because people are looking up to you, you are most certainly held at a different standard. And you have to live up to that standard if you want to maintain that. So the bullshit that people are signing fucking petitions for him to be reinstated as a fucking presenter. Are you shitting me? Because oh my God, I love cats. I love watching cats on TV in the mornings. I can't start my day without coffee and cats. I mean, shoot me in my head.
I want to ask, with that, I mean, I think you've kind of suggested where you're at with that already, but, like, you think, because I don't know, like, if he's abusive, yeah, fire him over, like, everything, done, get out of there.
That but, like, is my biggest thing, for sure.
For, if that's true, yes, right? But if, like, he cheated one time, I mean, I don't condone cheating, like, obviously.
Small cheating, just a little cheating, just a little cheating.
No, none of it. But at the same time, I'm like, I can't say, hey, you should lose your job because you did that, you know? Like, if he was in any other position, you're not going to lose your job for, like, having an affair, even though it is wrong.
Nah, fam. Like, here's my thing, right? I work in, and this is a hypothetical situation, I work in IT for a huge financial services provider, and I can dip into people's accounts, okay? Mm. I'm not a celebrity. I dip into people's accounts. I take a little bit off of this and a little bit off of that out of high net worth individuals' accounts. Nobody's going to see this. I can work the system to get away with it until I can't. And just because I'm not a celebrity, then what, now I must be held to a different standard and. No, I'm sorry. If you are going to be in a particular position and you know that there is a huge responsibility that comes with that position, which is basically everybody, you need to know how to toe the line. And so if you are going to be a cat or a somebody else who's not so much in the limelight and all that jazz, if you know that you're about to fuck up, you have to absolutely take the responsibility, because you know that you're risking whatever. You're risking whatever, which means when you're dipping out, I mean,
let me jump in.
Because 28 minutes after this mother trucker had posted his little white square and his excuse and all that jazz, I jumped in on that. And yes, before you jump in, I'm so sorry. My thing is, on one account, you're a celebrity, so you definitely have this responsibility where brands don't want to be associated with somebody who cheats. And that's from a morality aspect. It's from an ethical aspect. And then, of course, there's all the brand ramifications of being associated with you. And as much as a brand can be like, yo, no, we stand by our boy. He cheated, but it was a mistake. And everybody makes mistakes. Mm-hmm. So it's okay.
A very, very, very long mistake. It's like a 15-minute, like, thrusting of just, like, active engagement. That's a very long mistake to make, you know?
It's a very long mistake. A mistake that you've been knowing since 2013, hunty. So now we're going to be like, oh, well, you know, no, he just, oh my gosh, he just cheated. And we're going to let them deal with it in private. So yes, he can carry on presenting because it was just a mistake. What a slap in the face of his wife and of his kid who he's supposedly like fighting for, right? And then, of course, like, I don't, if I was going to be associated with a brand,
no way.
I ain't fucking up shit. I ain't fucking up shit.
Listen, I just want to, I think I disagree with the definition of celebrity. So a lot of the time, celebrities, like in as opposed to other careers, you choose to get into this career and you choose to be, and if you get celebrated at the end, great, you got celebrated, I'm actually great at this. Now, when it comes to celebrity, being a celebrity, one, is not really a career. Your career is whatever you're doing and then you become a celebrity thereafter. Right. But you can also become a celebrity for the sake of becoming a celebrity, like very small instances. But
yeah,
when you come back to the like Kardashian example, for example, they were reality show stars, which is a very modern thing. It's very new that we now celebrate people not for talent but just for showing their lives. But then that's their product. And that's their acting, and that's their music. And so with them, yes, yeah, that's why like the Kardashians be famous and now, and obviously now doing a whole bunch, host of other things. So now when it comes to being held accountable for stuff like that, I feel like the standard to which celebrities are held accountable for is a lot of things that they didn't sign up for. So, for example, I am now a celebrity and now, therefore, I am a role model. I don't think, like,
yes,
I should be. Like, if I don't want to be a role model, if I'm a role model to some people, that just came as a, there's a word I'm looking for, which is would explain this perfectly. But this is just like something that came as part and parcel of my being a celebrity. It's like an afterthought. It's like something that came, you know, when you, when you buy a PlayStation and then you get a free HDMI cable. You know what I mean? So it's just like something that came. I didn't buy an HDMI cable. I bought a PlayStation. But then the HDMI cable came with it. Now, hey, great, I have an extra HDMI cable. But now, if you're going to hold me into account of the use of my use of the HDMI cable because I'm putting it in the front slot of the TV and not the back slot, as opposed to my gaming and playing the PlayStation, I think there's something a bit off there. You know what I mean? And yes, Kat is talented and he's a great presenter. So Ron, I'm with you on this one. And, you know, because I watched a lot of Super Sport. But then people now holding him into account for his cheating. His cheating came with a whole bunch of, it was a Pandora's box which came out with the abusive scandals as well.
Yeah.
So if you're canceling him for that and if our insurance is dropping him for that pending investigation, great. But dropping him for cheating, that's no. It's not my parcel. And is
then we've really got to start then as like as a nation. And this is a conversation I have with one of my friends, Coben, quite often. Is, you know, like what is the benchmark? When do we say, and despite the law, which you can never really say, but despite the law, what is the benchmark of what is acceptable within our society, whether that is in a community, whether that is within a nation, whether that is universal? Like, what do we all agree to saying that this is the benchmark, that this is acceptable and anything above that is unacceptable? Anything below that, not necessarily acceptable either. But because, and this goes down a rabbit hole of a lot of things, and I know I've totally cut you off and I'm going off a little bit off topic here, but like in the same way that we view sex and intercourse or whatever, but there's people with all of these kinks who think that, oh no, but this is a normal thing for me. But for a lot of people, it's like, oh no, I don't want a golden shower. But all of these other mother truckers are like, yeah, but it's normal. It's just a kink. So when do we say this is the benchmark that we say, okay, a celebrity can do this and a celebrity can do that? And then we start saying, no, a human being can do this and a human being can do that. But now you're just the CEO of some company. You're just this entrepreneur whatever. And you're just this presenter. So when do we benchmark it to say, Kat is allowed to cheat?
I got my hand up.
No. Well, he's not. He's allowed to get away with cheating.
In point the of information office. To me.
Tell me.
So
you are noted. You are noted.
There's no regulation for a celebrity. I, as soon as a certain amount of people like me, engage with me, and are willing to spend on my product, not even spend, but just give me enough attention and engagement, I'm a celebrity. So that's the problem. I could be doing something horrible. I could be posting videos every weekend of me breaking into people's cars. And people love that. Like 500,000 views on Instagram and I get a trending essay interview. I'm a celebrity because people are engaging with my content. There's no regulation.
Yeah, but do you think people are celebrating that or they're more in awe that you're actually getting away with it and nobody's
caught? Yeah, but then is that not celebration? Is celebration not an
no,
old...
No, that's not celebration. Hold on, wait. That's people hold just on, being aware of is, what you're
is
doing.
Is celebration not engagement?
No.
Because in the celebrity sense, in the celebrity conversation, don't think celebration as in praise, wow, awe, oh, amazing, you are great. Celebration in a celebrity context, the word means engagement. So the word, so when we're talking about a celebrity, we're talking about a person who gets more and who gets a lot of engagement, gets a lot of purchases of product, and people feel like if they're associated with him, they'll be able to tap into their engagement and their celebration.
A potential customer base. Yes, right?
So that's well, all a celebrity. I feel like we're trying to make celebrity
Sam,
too
don't hate
deep.
Me, but I disagree.
You're making celebrity too deep.
I don't hate me. I disagree, but I'm understanding your sentiment in that if you have X amount of views, X amount of followers, X amount of whatever, I wouldn't necessarily say that's even celebrity. I think that you can definitely tie into being a personality, a media personality, an influence or whatever. I wouldn't necessarily say celebrity. And maybe that's just my definition, so don't hate me, okay? Mm. But yes, I'm completely understanding what you're saying, that if you have 15,000 followers and growing, if you have 1.3 million followers and growing on Instagram from whatever you're doing, yes, there's definitely people who are intrigued, okay? There's definitely people who, if a brand decided to align itself with you, that they have a potential customer basis just from that, right? But let's be honest, we certainly, now that it is 2020, Jehovah, yo, and there has been movement after movement after movement, and rightfully so. Brands are trying to be as woke as possible, as lit as possible, and they don't want to step on nobody's toes. They don't want any kind of legal action after them or whatever, 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 right? So no brand in their right mind right now, even a Durex, even a condom brand, no brand is going to want to associate itself with that devil.
It wouldn't be and a great
it's not, to do so. It's not, like, if it had just been cheating, I think maybe. But because there's such a huge backstory that people don't know, that I know that a lot of people are speaking on because of what his wife's brother had leaked to the public, and that there was already a domestic violence case against him, blah, 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 blah. But the harsh reality of that is, show me a brand right now that wants to sign Kat.
Mm. So I want to ask, well, firstly, I want to put 2 points out there. But firstly, before I do that, so I thought, to my understanding, with him at least, the abuse allegations were kind of within that video that came out. But I didn't know that there was other evidence to suggest that it had been ongoing. Because when I watched that video, it's like, I'm like, you know, that video in and of itself, like, if you unpack it, you can get a whole lot wrong, obviously, and you can get a whole lot, like, you could probably pick up little pieces, but it seems like they did not have neither of them were treating each other particularly well. Because, like, there's also emotional abuse, which is a whole nother, like, element to it. But...
Okay. Okay.
Emotional abuse is a real thing. Let's not pretend that's...
Just a disclaimer for everyone, wants to speak so bad after Tyrone said that, but then Tyrone said it in his speech.
I know. Could you see how pained I look?
Can't see her pain, but she's fuming inside.
Yeah.
And yes, I know what I'm implying. Okay, I know exactly what I'm implying. But... Let me add the, but I didn't know that there was a historical case against him. If there is that, and if he's like is fully guilty of that, like, don't align with him. Like, dude, come on now. At the same time, as you were saying earlier, like, if you're a celebrity, you have to act a certain way, right? But and while that I agree, do we not also need to allow room for mistakes? And like, because there's a difference between there's a difference between like a consistent behavior. So according to Kat, he only did it once. You only did it once.
He lying.
Yeah, don't worry about Lona Masai.
I'm being a lion.
Yeah. Do you know what the problem is? The problem is one. Kat was a celebrity. If Kat was a regular mother trucking nigga, nobody cares. He would have lied and said, oh, I just did it once. And then we move on. But because you are in the public eye, the problem is one.
No, he did that shit. Oh, my God.
He did. He did. Can I? I know. I just wanna interject as like the rich aunt of this conversation. Okay. I wanna say this. I have been in a domestic violence situation with my ex-husband. And I didn't mean for this to turn so serious so quick. So with that in mind, there's so many different layers that I saw this video that has now been leaked or whatever. Because for me, I think a lot of people were like, oh, she was so wrong to record it and blah, 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 blah. I think that, and this is a complete assumption, okay? I don't know the facts of this, the merits of this case. But if she had had a domestic violence case against this man before, she was probably using this particular video as evidence for a legal situation going forward. So it was never, ever, ever for public consumption, for I am such a scathed woman and, you know, like I'm so extra and I wanna ruin him. I want to drag his ass. I want everybody to know he a low-down, dirty dog. I don't think that was why she recorded it, okay? I think it was just in case you want to be a Russian and pop off, mother trucker. I'm going to record this so I have evidence going forward, okay? I think that 2-3 months later, this video has now surfaced and now everybody's like, oh, no, we forgive you because you did one mistake and everybody does mistakes.
Oh, shit. Brilliant, the Seapoint aunties who love the espresso, dude. Yes, sir.
I tell you, and I'm going to sign a petition because I really miss cat in the morning. I need cat and coffee in the morning.
I'll be honest. I actually thought she posted the video herself on social media. I didn't know that it was a leak.
I believe it was a leak by her brother.
He did that shit.
I also believe that this particular recording was made about 2 or 3 months ago.
Okay.
And that's why for her now, yes, she's saying, please, can you just let us be? And so we can deal with this, you know, privately, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think that she was at her wit's end with somebody who I think the communication had definitely broken down.
100%.
And that one person wants to be heard and the other doesn't want to listen and the other one wants to be heard and then you deal with this massive blowout.
Mm.
And then on top of that, that then gets leaked to the public and now it becomes a very sensationalized, a very scintillating story. And now everybody wants to know, who done a girl? What little disease did you give her? Mean,
like, poor girl was watching a Netflix with her husband and then this came up.
She was Netflixing and chilling with Bae and then Bae was like,
fuck? The WhatsApp group is buzzing. What's happening?
Yay. Every family group, every friend group, every work group was just jumping in, right?
Hectic.
And I mean, let's face it, we're human beings. We're intrigued by shit like that. We are excited by
shit like that. It's called content. Even if
we're low-key, like, I really don't want to know about this. I really don't want to know.
I mean, but we're talking about it. So
intriguing. We're literally talking about it, right?
Celebrity. And so I think that celebrity. Engagement.
That's the second thing. To me, that's the second thing I wanted to say, right?
Before you start, Tarun, could I please take a... Sorry. Could you please do a cut? I feel like it's a great time for an ad break.
So, entering the job market at the moment is rough, especially if you've just graduated. We're kind of entering the job market in an economic downturn, which is crazy and difficult. FinSavvy, though, has an amazing solution. The FinSavvy Graduate Safety Net is an initiative aimed at providing holistic support to matriculants and graduates who become unemployed after they complete their studies. The support they provide helps in solving the problems which stem from youth unemployment, such as being economically inactive and dealing with the mental and financial stress of not affording job searching costs. I literally wish I had known of FinSavvy when I graduated. Finding a job was horrible and difficult. So don't go through what I went through. Go check out FinSavvy at fin-savvy.co.za. A link will be in the description.
All right, we're back on Not Really Radio. And we were just talking about celebrity status, what defines a celebrity, who should be celebrated, who should not be, and what responsibility celebrities should take on. This conversation, obviously you've been listening. We just came back from an ad. You know what it's about. You know the vibes. So we're just going to pick up straight from there. I think Tumi was talking, but I can't remember exactly what you were saying. What were you saying?
Yeah,
do you remember what you were saying?
Who, me? Jesus, guys, I'm a chatty Cathy. I can't remember what I said 5 minutes ago, let alone 5 seconds ago.
Tumi, I wanted to...
I've been saying a lot, and I sound like... I'm sure your listeners are like... Who is this rich aunt of yours?
Like, love her. I'm sure they like, I love her.
They low-key love me. They totally want to follow me. I got a private account request. I will accept.
Tumi and I are going to go on an Oranje Zicht date soon.
Oranje Zicht Farmer's Market date, babe. Yes, honey. Yes. On a Sunday morning, no halls, not a Saturday. I want to be hungover in shades and a hat, and I want you to still think I'm fine and all of that. Anyway, I know that I'm taking you guys off course here, so let's bring it back. So I want to ask you guys, because I also think that a lot of men are like, and Tyrone, I don't know Humes as well as I know you, but like your morality compass and your ethics compass is like, yay, it's very much on course.
Yeah, it's very structured.
It is noted, chief, it is noted. But my thing is this, right? As men, and I feel like this has been the sentiment from, and I mean, this is not a study or anything, it's just a generalization I'm making from comments I've read online and. But I feel like a lot of men, there have been a lot of women as well, don't get me wrong, but a lot of men have been very much forgiving of it, of Kat in particular, and I know that we keep referring back to his particular situation and his celebrityness, celebrity dom, whatever. But I think that a lot of men are quite easy to forgive, to be like, well, Yeah. He says he did it one time, but like, let's take it at face value and let's just like brush over it. And he made a mistake. Bring him back, because, and this is no shade to you guys at all, don't get me wrong, but this mother trucker has said, no, I made a mistake and I'm this presenter and like, I need to make money for my family, for my son. And so let's just, bygones be bygones, water under the bridge kind of a thing, and let's carry on. Like, as men, as a white man, as a black man, tell me how you guys feel about this. Like, if you were in his shoes, there's a lot of embarrassment, there's a lot of backlash. Would you be doing the same thing? Would you be wanting to be held in a different regard? Would you be more vocal? Would you be more just as quiet as he is? Like, tell me your narrative.
I will let Tyrone go.
Yo, okay. Sure. Send me in first. Thanks, Miv. I think it's... Yo. I think it's tough, eh? It's super tough. So, I'll be honest, let me not front on Not Really Radio. I initially had a lot of sympathy for Kat. So obviously his situation is a microcosm of things, right? It's a situation of two people that represents stuff that has happened and continues to happen with a lot of, say, let's say celebrity couples and like South African celebrity couples. So,
or even just the average human being, let's be honest.
Tyrone has a very philosophy heavy degree. I want to tell everybody that, you know, just as a disclaimer.
I'm with you there.
So philosophy heavy that it was a major. I would say.
Well done, that was funny.
Thank you, thank you. So I at first, right, I had a lot of sympathy for Katlego because, but this is my research was the video and what people on Twitter were saying. So I didn't look deeper into it because I was like, that's their business. They can deal with it. And I didn't like, I won't lie, I did try and find out who Courtney was. I was like, I'm curious. That's the one thing I was super like. I was like, who this? Partially because I'm going to also say this, and sorry to people in the media industry that know me, but like, Kat is not the only person in the media industry that had an affair recently. Like, guys, I think we're being ignorant if we think it's like just him. But yo, I don't fully know. Like, yes, I see. That's Pierre Jordan, isn't it? Nice.
I love it. Jimmy just displayed some great wine. She's got great taste in wine.
Some got a,
you know.
Yeah,
I love women who have great taste in wine.
I like men who appreciate women who have a great taste in wine.
Yeah, so what I was saying was, yeah, I had sympathy for Kat at first because I was like, if he didn't abuse his wife, then it's like pretty hectic that he gets these like accusations and stuff, and the video comes out, and like his whole career is somewhat ruined for the moment. Like, man will probably come back. But that was my initial response. But I didn't do that much, as I was saying earlier, that much research about it. If I had known that like there's been an ongoing abuse case against him, then I'm like, okay, that's a bit different. But at the same time, like, for me, it's difficult because this is something I don't know when I'm going to fully get into, but like, I've personally experienced abuse on the other side. Like, I've been a man that's been abused by women. So that I've got a whole confusing way of looking at all of this because I'm like, gender-based violence is real and it's 100% committed by men. But also, like, I've seen women abuse people, like, in sexual and emotional ways. So it's a very, that's why that video for me was like, it's very possible that Katlego was in an emotionally abusive situation within that video, potentially.
That is such an interesting perspective, and I don't mean to dismiss what you're saying. Not at all. That is such an interesting perspective because I've never heard that perspective from anybody. So that's quite interesting because I think quite often like women feel, and rightfully so, I think to a large extent, like vilified in doing whatever because they've had to bear so much. So that's a very, very interesting perspective. That is a very interesting narrative because I think certainly, Tyrone, how old are you?
25.
As a young Caucasian male, the concept of you having been abused is so foreign to a lot of people.
Yeah, I think
that's Caucasian with a K. I mean?
Caitlyn Jenner's brother. and again, I honestly and I hope that your audience hears this with the sincerity that it is intended with. And that a lot of people would never think that in this day and age, a 25-year-old white guy, certainly in South Africa, has ever been abused by a female partner. I think that quite often, and that's why men don't want to go to a police station and report a case of domestic violence, sexual assault or whatever, because you're going to rock up there and you're going to have generally, okay, and I'm saying this in inverted commas, like generally you'd have an entire police force that would literally point and laugh, right?
Yeah, so it's
yeah. So what more when you're a celebrity? So what more when you're a celebrity where you're like, again, very much in a different league, very much held to a different standard, and now you want to report a case of domestic violence, people are going to be like, oh, he's being petty and she probably didn't do anything to him, and nobody wants to sit back and think, well, maybe homie was also abused in a different light, you know? Maybe she wasn't throwing fists and bottles and whatever else, but there was venom that was just spewing from her tongue. We don't know that. I think there's obviously been tons of speculation, and everybody's got their own interpretation based on their lived experiences, based on what they see on television about, like, what really happened, what really went down, and that's why. And I mean, we joke about it, but like, that's why, like, everybody's like, oh, he said it just happened once. Okay, homie, yeah, just once. And meantime, everybody's like, boy, get out of here. Get out of here, man. Because,
yeah. I think it's super tough, man. Like, that's why I had a lot of sympathy at first. I mean, I haven't, like, look, I haven't been physically abused or anything like that. I haven't been physically abused by a partner. I want to say that just because I haven't had terrible partners in this life, and I'm very grateful for that. But, I think that's why I had a lot of sympathy for him at first. And just, like, it could be a bias as well, because I've met him a few times and he seemed like a super nice guy. And, like, so I was like, okay, maybe, like, he's chill. But, yeah, I don't know if I was, like, that was my initial response. But if there is a case going against him, and if he is guilty, he fully does deserve, like, the punishment that is due. But if he did just do, like, the affair, like, divorce is punishment enough, man. Like, divorce is not, like, an easy thing. So I think my dude is getting punished. Like, let's not pretend he's not, like, he's getting off scot-free if he's, like, a presenter again. Like, his personal life has had a tough break. But that being said, like, I don't know his wife. So, like, if I did, I would have way more sympathy for her. Like, I don't know her. So all I know from her is literally the 30-second video. And, like,
if I'm being completely honest, and I don't know what Lumelo's wanting to say here, and I'm sure he wants to jump in here, but I honestly, honestly, honestly feel that is very much a man's perspective of it.
100%.
I think that there are very few women, there are a lot of women. Trust me, there are a lot of women. I made a comment, and I stand by this, 28 minutes after this man had posted his little white square and his little excuse and his little PR stunt at crisis management, before he blocked all comments and all that jazz, right? On Facebook and on Twitter, Instagram. I think that, and this is something I've only learned very recently in 2020 in lockdown and, that if your lived experience is that of a white male or a white female, it is so incredibly different from the lived experience of a black person, from a black male, from a black female. And as much as you can be woke and you can empathize and you can sympathize and you can try and be compassionate, you literally do not know what you do not know.
Yeah, 100%.
And that's why, quite often you have a lot of people who have, like, this white savior mentality where they think they are doing so good, and yet it falls onto other ears that see it as very it's a false narrative, and you're like, okay, but keep quiet because I don't need you to save me, kind of a thing. And I think this is much the same in terms of comments that I've read and memes that I've seen, which have been hilarious. Are you joking? But you definitely have men who are like, look, everybody cheats, so, like, let's get over it and let's forgive the guy. And you've had women who are like, oh, he made a mistake, and he's so sad, and he's so upset, and look at the pain he's going through because she posted that video. And I think that what men don't understand, and what even men who have been abused, Tyrone, is that if you've had that kind of hold, if somebody has had that kind of hold over you, no matter how strong-willed, no matter how strong-charactered you are, no matter how confident you may appear to the world, if somebody has had that kind of hold on you, it's very different. It's very difficult to break that and try and portray a different narrative. And if you don't have that lived experience, and I'm not saying you don't have the right to, but I'm saying you just don't understand.
Mm-hmm. No, I hear you.
Okay.
And I think that this is very much case in point. And
okay, let me jump in.
Yes.
Am I clear?
Shame, I've been noting you. Chief, I've been noting you, but...
Okay, no, ignore me.
You've
been doing that for a while now, but it's fine. I'm here.
Liv, you usually don't have a problem jumping in, sorry.
So I just want to...
No, I said with love. I love it when Merv jumps in because he always says something I'm super interested in hearing.
I take a step back, Tyrone. Noted. I take a step back.
No, I'm kidding. You've gone
a little bit quieter on my side, but I can still hear you. So let's go.
Okay. So let me take a step back, right? And let's head to the views and the narratives towards that. Now, I just want to go into like, there's a lot more in it, but can we just stick to what I'm going through here? You're right. So now, when we look at the context of South Africa, right, 51 million people, there's a lot of different opinions and differing views. However, me, you, and Dumi sort of have the same access to similar, if not the same, information, and we often get it at the same time. I didn't have to tell you, Tyrone, what happened to Kat before you knew what happened to Kat. I am 100% sure the same time I found out about Kat, Utumi also found out about Kat. We all got access to the video, we all got access to the information, right? But now we look at who we are. We are South Africans with a tertiary education, with the highest tech. We all have laptops. We all have phones. And we all are living a life which is that of a upper middle class person. I'm not saying we earn upper middle class salaries, but we are living an upper middle class lifestyle. You know what I mean?
But we certainly qualify as a different LSM.
Did you see that thing that went viral this week, or was like public this week, where it like spoke about from UCT, where it had the different economic brackets?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
There's like one in the...
No, I haven't seen that.
There's one in the middle that's like struggling survivor or something like that. Like, and I'm like, that's me.
Yes, actually, yes. I did see that. I did. You're
it's
right.
It's like, struggling hustler or something.
Yeah.
So or skilled strugglers or something so like complimentary. That's us. Yes, oh, that's me.
Yes.
I'm going to chime in because I'm going to forget my thought.
No, keep going. Sorry.
Okay, go for it.
So we have access to all that information. Now, when you look at media platforms like Twitter, comment sections of articles, Facebook, Insta and all that. There are people who are on there commenting and expressing their opinions who don't have access to the level of information that we've had for the past 6 to 10 years. So their view of what South Africa is, what morals are, just their knowledge of the law, where the law starts, where the law stops, is completely different to what ours is. So when they look at a situation like cats, they're going to get a whole different view of, I'm a dog, why are you putting your family's business out there? You know? So they have that specific view, but it's because of the access of information that we all get, we all have different views. Now, we think, and this is a narcissism in us millennials, is that we look at what the general consensus amongst millennials is, and we say, this is it, and this is what the world actually is. However, in a South African context, we make up 2 million of the 51 million population. Us being millennials who are tertiary educated and now have jobs. We don't. We may not even make up that 2 million. I'm just being generous. Yeah. So we are not reflective of what the country's views are or what other people think and what people understand of what this is to be.
Ooh, take me to church, honey.
So now we head back to Kat's situation and my view of it. Ne? And with that situation, my first view was he did that shit and he did that shit multiple times. And he's been doing that shit. And the reason she's posting that shit is because she's fed up. 100% do that. Now, there's also the abstract view, which I'm not really sure if I want to subscribe to it yet, but cool. This view is an absence of the ongoing case of abuse that is currently happening between Kat and Lady. But my view on that direction is, cool, you take this, you post it, then the father of your kids doesn't have any more income. Now, you were already complaining about him not paying maintenance before this video. Now, he's definitely not going to fucking pay maintenance because he's got no income to pay maintenance with. So that's just like, to me, this is a problem solving, could have been tweaked better on her side. And I'm viewing that nicely. But there's a whole wave of South Africans viewing that in a huge way, saying, why would you do that? But this is the father of your kids and he's going to have to take care of them. Am I correct? Yes, I'm on the right mic. So that there's that view as well. So then I take a step into now the other view where I say, okay, cool. Kat did that shit. Me being our insurance, do I want to be aligned to a brand like this? No? 100% as OUTsurance, cancel his contract. But let it be only based on... actually, no. Let me not say that because I don't agree with that. Just based alone on the abuse allegations, cancel him. I don't want that guy on my screens. I don't want him next to that purple logo. Secondly, if this guy is a cheating-ass guy who now got exposed into media, unfortunately... only because it was exposed into media, I'm going to cancel it. If I found out about it working in the office saying, yella, apparently Katlego's a cheater, then I'm going to be like, oh, whatever. No one knows about it. Let him do his thing. But because now it's out in the media's face, cancel that, bruh. You know? Now we do a full circle and we come back to the video in itself. I think the wife made a mistake by recording that video and posting it. I don't think it was supposed to accomplish anything that she wanted it to accomplish because she spoke nothing about abuse. She just spoke about him cheating. And all that is just engagement, is just entertainment value. It's, we look at it and we laugh. If she posted the video to get an admission of him abusing her, now that's a different story. Her just posting the video to get him to confess to cheating on in front of a live audience, that, I think, is not the way to go. I understand it's a woman scorned, and as a woman scorned, you're going to flip and do the most to try and get a person to feel what you're feeling, because men often don't feel the same as women do and don't have the understanding of women's feelings. But if you're going to do that, then understand that in maintenance, I don't want to come in anymore. It's not going to come in anymore. There's not going to be any more maintenance. And because you are actually screwing the father of your child's income stream, and then in 2 years' time, you're going to call him a deadbeat when he was like, I would have been fine if you just didn't have posted the video.
So I want to...
Let me wrap up and say.
Wrap it up.
In this situation, I feel like it's very important for us to allow everyone to feel and to have different opinions about the situation. Because there's so much that went into it, and there's so much in it, and there's so much that's just popping up as well. So we should allow everyone to have an opinion because there's a lot of chats and a lot of nuances that often are at that could be applied to different situations. But in this situation, there's so many of them, and everyone should. It would be very problematic if people didn't have different opinions in this situation. I think it's very progressive that everyone does.
I like it. I wanted to add to that, Merv. I think that's amazing. I like your analysis of it. It's great. I think for me, I wanted to add to me as well with what I was saying earlier. My opinion literally changed daily and changes daily on this thing. So like at first, Fuzz and I were chatting about it, and we were like, it's very possible that his wife was like, I don't care about the money. I don't care about anything. I just can't stand the fact that this man treated me like crap and the whole nation thinks he's great. They need to know who he truly is. And that's why the video happened. And I think if that's the case, like, I completely understand that. Like, yeah, like that, because his whole, and I think this is why he was taken off of everything, is his whole brand was kind of like the nice guy. Like his brand is like, hey, I'm your friend and I'm like a good dude kind of thing.
That's also his job, Tyrone. Sorry.
Sorry to cut you. 100%.
That's his job. Like, by you saying, I want the nation to understand that this guy is actually a douche monkey.
Yeah.
Then that takes away from his job. That means he's not doing his job. Because his job is to be a nice guy. And if he isn't doing it, he breach. And that's his only that's appeal. True. That's his only skill. That's his degree.
Yeah, that's his talent. No, that's true. But I think you get presenters, they don't really work in South Africa like that, like their brand is like, I'm a bit of an asshole. You get, you know, like you have those presenters, like that's their brand. Like, and I remember when we were doing radio training, it was like, what kind of presenter do you want to be? Do you want to be the nice guy? Do you want to be the controversial figure? Do you want to be thought-provoking? And like, if you listen to like in radio, there's some people that like, that's not their brand, but they can't get as much like acclaim as someone like Katlego, for example. But I do agree with you. Like that is his job. But I think, so that's the difficult thing, like to me, when you asked earlier of like what I would do is like, one day I'm like, ah, poor cat. And then the next day I'm like, you know what? Screw him. His wife did the right thing. And that guy's an a-hole. And then the next day I'm like, okay, maybe there's a middle ground here. People don't usually cheat if a marriage isn't like, if a marriage is great, people aren't usually going to cheat in that situation. And then the next day I'm like, don't tell me Kat committed abuse, dude. Why did you stuff up like that? Come on, man. The wife like did, you know what I mean? Like my opinion literally changes every day.
Yeah.
But something that I want to still, because I identify within the more liberal woke sector of humanity, something that I want to still work on is like forgiveness.
You fucking Democrat.
Even though, no, dude, I can't stand Americans though. So Democrats, no. but that's Democrats and Republican. I'm equally against. But something that I think we as liberal people do need to work on is forgiveness. And I don't mean like I'm not. That can be, when you hear a white person say that, can be very touch and go. Because I don't mean like, oh, guys, let's just forgive the people for it, part, eh? No, like, freaking give reparations, give the land back kind of stuff. But, like, in individual mistakes, I want to leave room for forgiveness. But that being said, what I really think about the whole situation is very much, like, Merv was saying we need lots of different opinions on this. I'm like, I have lots of different opinions on it. Literally changes every day. Like, I don't
love that.
as an individual. Like
my mind's not made up. Like, some days I feel bad for the guy, some days I'm like, dude, you freaking asshole. Yeah. But I want to leave, that's something, like, as you're saying earlier, with the rigid, like, my morality is quite structured, you know? Yeah. Like, I don't ever expect other people to live the way that I live, you know? Because it's my belief system is how I structure my morals. So I don't, if you don't identify by that, I'm not going to hold you to that standard. So at the same time, I want to leave, and my moral system is based off of forgiveness. So, like, I want to leave room for that, you know? That's why I never, like, I'm not going to just, like, say my dude is like bad straight away, but I do have days where I think so it's that's just my little, like, added to that of, like, when Miv was saying what he was saying, I was like, that's literally my brain, and that's the whole of Twitter, and my brain is, like, picking every single side depending on the day.
My morality is very fluid. As a disclaimer.
I do not doubt that for extremely a second fluid. So here's my thing, right? And guys, like, I'm also, like, I'm 100 years old, so, like, yeah, I come from a different playing field. But for me, I think as a woman, as a black woman, as a South African, I see this very, very differently from you guys. And this isn't to discredit your opinions and your views or anything like that. But I do think that it comes from the privilege of being male. That you don't have to worry about, well, technically, you don't have to worry about what you wear, where you are, and. Yes, somebody might steal your phone, but you are never really concerned walking into a bar that somebody's going to spike your drink and literally take advantage of your body, right? And that's one aspect of it. And certainly by South African standards, and even universally, that there is a huge dynamic in men and women and our lived experiences. And so when it comes to this particular incident, and I think that women constantly have to, we're always on the back foot of trying to protect ourselves, even if we're trying to be, you know, on the front foot of that. And whether that is emotional abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse, whatever the case is, that there are so many other layers to it. And now you have somebody who is in the public eye, is in the public realm, is seen as that go-to friendly guy. There's always a Bible verse in the mornings. There's always a can-do, will-do attitude, and he's so fun and whatever else. And, like, this is somebody who I've invited into my home by switching to a particular channel. I go to a festival and this guy's emceeing it, and this is what I like. I watch a beauty pageant and this guy is presenting it, and that's what I like. I'm like, I can identify with this man, you know, and all that jazz. And you always see your icon, your celebrity, in a very different light from your next door neighbor, from your uncle, from your brother, and. But also, as a man, I think that he has a monumental responsibility to not fuck up. Whether that is just a morality thing of, oh, my guy cheated and, like, let's all forgive him and, like, you know, like, let bygones be bygones and it was a minor indiscretion. Like, he didn't break the law. So, like, you know, and like you guys were saying earlier on, like, he didn't sign up for what all the negative that comes with celebrity, because he signed up for being a celebrity. He signed up for the fame and, you know, walking into a shop and people know who he is and therefore being treated differently. He signed up for being out at a dinner and people coming up to him and taking his picture, which he probably doesn't want because he's sick and tired of the 598th person who does that. However, as irritated as you might be by that, because you're in the public eye, you kind of have to, like, grin and bear it. which yes, you don't necessarily want to do, especially when you've had that unforgiving, that unrelentless day, or that rather relentless day of like, everybody's been up your ass and on your tits and up your nose, and you're just like, let me breathe for 5 freaking minutes and like stay out of my business. Stay out of my case. I actually just want to eat and I don't want a camera in my face. And I want to enjoy the company of the people who know me and know me best. You no longer have that privilege because of the spotlight that you're in. Mm. And that alone comes with the responsibility of the good and the bad.
Yes.
That means that if you are going to be associated with other brands, they unfortunately, I mean, behind closed doors, they'll be like, "Cat, bruh, what happened? Oh my gosh. Your wife said, you know, there's this video of you and your wife, and you and your homies can sit around a boardroom and you all know each other, like really chilled and all that jazz. And there's like this colloquial language that's thrown across the table. But what you're discussing behind closed doors also then has to be presented on a screen. And you have to then bear the burden of what comes with that. Not has to. And that...
But often is.
Hey? Yes. Well, yeah. And that's why I was saying earlier, like, which brand is like saying, oh, cool. Not even a Nando's, not even a Durex. You know, all of those like that, those risque brands, the ones that are pushing the boundaries, the ones that we love, who are quirky and tactical and all that
jazz. I think it's more podcasts. So like, nobody come through on the podcast, like, dude.
Yeah. Come through the podcast. We're all about it. But none of those mother truckers are like, yeah, cool. We're going to sign you because you fucked up. And we don't really care about if there is or if there isn't a domestic violence case. We're all about, you were naughty. We know you were naughty. You know you were naughty. But we still like you. And so we still want to be associated with you. No brand is doing that because it's like, oh, that's too much of a risk. That behind closed doors, we can joke around with you. We can ha ha, he he, kiki, and all that jazz. But there are no new deals for Kat. And there will be no new deals for Kat until 2022.
I agree. But you're calling it out of one of the things that I get so frustrated with the brands and the media industry and everything is the hypocrisy, right? Like, Kat's now in the firing line because
why do you call it hypocrisy?
Here's the thing. What Kat did was wrong. But he's in the firing line because what everyone knows what he did, right? But I know now there were people, and this is obviously just assuming, but there are people within...
You have to be specific, though. Which of what he did... What?
Well, everything he...
I don't know.
The affair, wrong. The potential abuse, yes. Wrong. So everything he did was...
The potential, alleged.
Alleged.
Is the right word.
Alleged.
Yeah, okay.
Alleged. Alleged. Both wrong. Okay, let me... for this scenario, I'm saying the affair, right? I know... I'm confident...
Okay.
...that there are people supporting Kat's downfall because of the affair and minus the alleged abuse, as well as that are supporting his fall based solely on the affair. I know there are lots of people supporting that who they themselves have done the same thing. And within...
Absolutely.
Within our assurance, the people who, like...
Wow.
Some of the decision makers have done the same thing. Within Espresso, some of the decision...
All of the decision makers, bro. Every flipping board member sitting on that board...
there is no innocent cheating decision maker. Brother.
See, so that's what frustrates me, right? So we're like... And I mean, like, I...
And sisters.
Yeah, like, I...
And sisters, Trump. And sisters. Don't joke about it, you know?
I literally, like, pray that I never do anything like that to my wife. But, like... it's just ridiculous to me that we would be like, hey, Kat, you lose everything. Oh, we're still all doing what you're doing though, but you're going to lose everything. Like that kind of behavior, that at the same time, we shouldn't condone it. But like, there's this weird, I don't like the hypocrisy behind a lot of it. That's excluding the alleged abuse, right? Including it, different story. Like, excluding it, I feel like there's a bit of hypocrisy that frustrates me a little bit.
But Tom, and even with your podcast, right? How much within the public realm are you for people to be like, I don't want to be associated with Taiwan?
No, do you know what the equivalent of this is, Dumi? It's the
because do you know what it is? It's so, Chum, I know.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
But my thing is this, right? You know where we used to work, Tyrone. Because you and I worked together.
Dumi, that's some of my point, right? Imagine, like,
and there was so much. There was so much that was so
exactly
fucked up that happened there. But who did what about it, and who held who accountable about it? Nobody, because nothing could be done about it. When you're in a position where something can be done about it, absolutely, people are going to speak up and they're going to speak against it. But when you know that you would be hitting your head against a brick wall and absolutely nothing would change about it, it's very different. That is why you had the Harvey Weinsteins, the Bill Cosbys, the whomevers of the world. But when there is something that can be done about it and people will actually listen, it's very different from when nobody's going to do anything about it because, well, everybody does it, so I can also get away with it. That's why there are these subcultures of it happens in the townships, it happens in the burbs, it happens wherever, that now you're watching all of these true crime series on television, and you're streaming them, and you're listening to all these podcasts about true crime, whatever. You're quite often hearing about the CEO of some company who dropped his wife down flight of stairs, who did this, that, and the next thing. Like, these kinds of things, the domestic violence aspect of it, the crimes of passion about it, like, they do not discriminate. However, when you are in the public realm, it is even worse because of all the affiliations, because of what people's so-called morality compasses, their ethical compasses, are playing within their minds and within their narratives of, well, my neighbor cheated on his wife, and that's bad because, you know, like, by neighborhood watch standards, like, everybody's like, oh, y'all hear what Tyrone
did? Don't put my name in that sentence.
But, like, that's a small community. Sorry, Steven did that as well. But now my thing is, in a little community forum, WhatsApp group, neighborhood watch or whatever, that might be scintillating gossip. That's never going to make headline news. The people in Johannesburg don't give a fuck about it. But because somebody's in their screens, and somebody who you didn't even pay like two minds to, somebody who you didn't watch religiously on TV, now suddenly we're a lot more intrigued because of your what? Celebrity status. Now everybody wants to get involved. Now everybody wants to have opinions. Because it's par for the course with who you are and the position you hold. If you were just another mother trucker, nobody gives a truck. Nobody gives a flying truck about.
So if let's say you and I are married, no?
Manifested.
So let's say I work in an engineering firm, and I cheat on you, right? And then you walk into this engineering firm and you're like,
I'm so glad you're bringing this up.
And you're like, Jumela is the shittiest guy. He actually just cheated on me with like 100 bitches, and he's been cheating on me the whole damn time. And I'm sick and tired of his nonsense. I hate him. And I'm going to post this on social media. No, actually, no. Let's take the social media part. But then you get there and you tell these engineering guys, and you go to the engineering board and you send them this email and you're saying, hey, you certified this guy who is a cheating ass nigga. You know? Cool. Then I lose my livelihood.
Yeah.
Now what for you and your child? Now you well, initially had a baby daddy who wasn't injured. I'm just asking. You initially had a baby daddy who was able to provide for your kid. I'm hearing you,
and I'm so glad you brought this. Yes, to me, I want to get empowered.
This is why. This is why. Man, to get a paycheck.
Yeah, no, wait.
Not even that. I definitely need a man.
Yeah, but I just want us to get in this conversation because this is a part that really wants to be discussed. But wait, my thing is, and your friend...
Yeah.
So, like, you now my livelihood is gone and I can't provide for my child and your child because when you decided to go and tell everybody and their sister... That is your stuff.
Disagree. Because ousting you did not jeopardize your position. You fucking around jeopardized your position.
No. That's wrong.
No. We can't all of a sudden be like, oh, I'm cheating, but there are mitigating circumstances so I can cheat as long as nobody finds out. Therefore, I'm not risking anybody. But now here's my thing.
Let me just talk. Don't say you're ousting me. There's no ousting here. I cheated on you, and you're the only person that needs to know that. And you're the only person that makes a decision for that from that. And you're the only person that decision influences. Besides
besides you and our child.
That's it. It's you and our child. When are you going out to my company? Is a malicious attack from your side to end my livelihood. So that afterwards you can call me a deadbeat. And that's my opinion.
You can't choose. You absolutely cannot cherry pick when other people are going to be involved. You can't cherry pick when other people are going to be involved or not. The fact that I'm involving your place of employment means that...
Can you tell me why?
Wait. Here's the thing, right? You're saying that it's between you and I, right?
Of course it is, but in
that Wait. You're saying your indiscretion, your little entanglement is about you and I. And obviously there's another third party that's been involved.
Very silent woman.
But, right. But now, two things. One, if it's literally just you and I'm keeping quiet and I'm having to deal with the burden of the fact that you're a low down, dirty mother truck.
Why don't you leave me?
You cheated and all that jazz, right? And therefore... whether I tell your place of employment or not, you have to bear the burden of the consequences.
Yes, but you don't have to end my livelihood and tell my employer.
That means I'm not necessarily going to your place of employment and ousting you and all that jazz That's one thing.
Baby did to Kat.
No, but if this is why I'm saying, and you're not listening to me. You're not listening, honey. You're not listening that Mrs. Maboyi recorded that video for the intention of the public to drag her and her
husband. But one thing we can agree on is that she recorded that video for other people's indulgence, which was not her.
No, it wasn't indulgence. Oh, it wasn't indulgence. I think that it was for evidence.
Okay, sure. But it's
for evidence.
But it was for other people. Because here's my thing. Because other people got it. Because that's the guy, you have a phone, and I can
I can't get a picture on your phone. It was for her to be believed.
By who?
Wait.
And why didn't that video end if it was for evidence?
Wait a minute, Trump. As a woman,
not in Just Drop His Hands.
As a female,
it should be in Just Drop His Hands.
As a female, no, Trump. Listen.
It was spite. As a female, it was spite, and it was wrath.
It was not spite.
It was rage.
It was not spite. Who believes? The little woman in your life, and I say that in inverted commas, versus you as a celebrity. Your name bears so much. No. So you walk into a courtroom and you've already got bailiffs, you've already got judges, you've already got people in the galleries who are like, oh, it's so-and-so, I want to take a picture with you. Now, because you've got that celebrity status, who is not going to believe you? How many people are not going to believe you? How many people are not going to be on your side versus some, by your fans' own admissions, somebody who is a celebrity, somebody who is an icon, somebody who is
a personality.
let's keep it at celebrity. So, like, this is case in point. Kat and his wife walk into a room. Who's being recognized?
Wait,
before you ask me that, Kat gets recognized, right? The wife says, no, Kat is not a moral person. He's not an ethical person. He's not a dedicated husband because he did X, Y, and Z. People are going to be like, girl, whatever. Girl, bah. We don't believe you because Kat is our boy. We believe Kat because we watch him every morning, and then he presented Miss South Africa, and then he presented this, and he presented that. And I met him at whatever bar, and he was so friendly to me. And that woman, let me tell you right now, that woman took that video, and it was never for public consumption, and it was for her to be believed. And that is the sad and very harsh reality, that a woman has to be placed in that position, that you would never take my word for it in a court of law, that I would have to present to you evidence that my life was at risk, that I had to present to you some kind of image, some kind of evidence, some kind of video footage that said, actually, I needed to record what this person was saying, what this person was going to do, because if I had come here unaccompanied by this material, you would have never believed me.
Okay, that is okay. You're entering into,
and
you
get, that, entering into that a, is the harsh okay, reality. Wait. That is the harsh reality of not only South Africa, but I think the world at large, that a woman has to resort to such things, that walking into a court of law with your legal representation and my legal representation, that I still need the evidence. Well, first of all, anybody in any case would need evidence to prove and justify their side
That's
of
what
the
I was
case.
Gonna bring up.
But even more so, when it comes to a man versus a woman. And then you add the layer of celebrity versus non-celebrity. Cool. That woman had zero intention of embarrassing herself to the point of saying that she now has a disease or a disorder or whatever the case was. I can't remember what her exact words were. That now affect her childbearing years and her childbearing ability.
Because of your indiscretion, because of your entanglement. Let me jump in and say.
And what about it?
the celebrity thing. It less influences belief, but more influences. It's fucking Kat. Why the fuck would you do this to Kat? Type thing. So when it comes to cheating in isolation, when you say Kat cheated on me, A, B, C, and D, people are like, yeah, but it's Kat. Just get over it. That's what the celebrity status helps you in. But in the court of law only looks let me not say only looks at the facts, because that would actually be very incorrect. They look at a whole lot of other stuff. But it considers evidence, and weight of that evidence, it draws conclusions. So my thing is,
exactly,
it was evidence, Judge Klope has it. We don't have all the other evidence from all those other instances. Judge Klope has all that other evidence. But this specific evidence of him confessing live to a camera, it got out. And all of a sudden, all this other wave of evidence got out. So my thing is, there was a part of her which wanted to end Ubrasa's career. And to me, I don't stand for that. And I don't believe for one second.
I don't believe it.
I refuse.
I don't think, here's my thing.
Okay, so I'm going to add a whole nother plot twist. I need to go soon.
Wait, before you add that plot twist.
Wait, Tyrone.
I need to go eat.
Nah, nigga.
Listen.
Yes. That's it.
The missus. Missus, my boy, you know? I don't think she ever had any intention of this being a public consumption.
Oh, God, she had the intention.
Wait. No. She definitely didn't.
To me.
Because how many people... If you listen... How many people... No, wait, how many people want to risk?
She knew what she was
doing. How many people want to risk the humiliation of that?
She's willing to, because he's going to get more. Do you really want the world to know
what's happening in your womb? What's happening in your marriage? What's happening to you as a woman? No, nobody really wants to risk that kind of humiliation. No, women are. And for me. I disagree.
I disagree.
Tell me that.
But okay, don't fair enough. It depends on the woman. Because
don't you dare tell me that to me. That's it. Don't you dare. But don't you dare.
Call you what?
Listen. No, don't dare tell me women aren't willing to risk the reputation of their relationship and all of that to try and settle a score with their man. Women love doing that. That's their favorite sport.
No, they don't. No woman wants to be embarrassed.
Then why?
Are you joking?
Did you take a video and send it to someone who can leak it? Why?
It was never for public consumption. Okay, two or three months later, when the case wasn't going the way she expected, and her brother was like,
anonymous hackers.
You know what, sis?
So you know anonymous how we hackers. Can drag wait, this wait. Trucker so anonymous
put,
hackers
we put this hacked in into the public her laptop. Realm,
anonymous hackers nah. hacked into no, her phone. No, that's not what I'm
saying.
No way.
I'm saying her brother.
She
leaked
sent
the
video, that to someone. And
her brother.
And I know for a fact Judge Klope is not going to leak that evidence. There's no way Judge Klope is leaking that evidence.
For Judge Klope to believe us. Never. No way. I think, Chom, listen to me. I think that her brother was like, listen, my sister. I'm sick and tired of this man.
Why did you send it to your brother? Why did you send the video to your brother?
And I know.
Why did you send the video to the brother? Why? For Ndun? Why? Exactly. Hey, that's the answer. That silence wasn't a lag.
Wait. When I'm going through the most, and this will be in my podcast. When I'm going through the most, I call one number and five mother truckers answer. And I'm telling them all. I'm telling my mom, I'm telling my sister, I'm telling three of my closest mates. Okay,
sisters.
Probably two, but whatever. That's beside the point. Like, I'm calling one number and they're all getting the same story. Okay?
My thing is,
I'm pretty sure, especially as a female, when you're calling home and you're telling your family what you're going through, are you telling me that as a brother, and I don't mean, as a brother, I mean like as a brother, when you know that your sister or your sibling, doesn't matter what what sex your sibling is, when you know that your sibling is going through the most, you automatically are not trusting and probably not liking of their partner.
That's fair.
And then you have different personalities and different characters, and now enter a very irascible character, a very irascible personality that's like, listen, when for you, my brother, or for you, my sister, I killed a bull, and then enter. Then the person's like, no, my sister, I know you're not going to vibe with this, but I'm going to post this video and you'll see how much the public believes in you. And the sister can be like, no, wait, rest.
And you know this information to me.
Rest.
You know what?
Because there's a public, because there is a criminal case, or there is a case that's happening already. So we don't need all of the extra embellishment.
I'm going to interject. I think we could have a one-off where we have Tumi versus Merv. Who's right? We have to call it. It's going on super long. What I'm going to do is I'm going to say, if you listen to this podcast, I was very amused by that discussion. I feel bad. Shame. We are big amused by people suffering, but alas, it is what it is. So pay attention.
Celebrity.
Yeah, that's true. Pay attention to Tumi Malatsi. She's got a podcast coming soon that we are hoping to have on the Not Really Radio Network. Go check out Miv's new podcast, The Big Game Show. There's another argument on there about Man United and Chelsea. I'm a Chelsea fan.
Chelsea.
I was so mad listening to it, but I had Miv's back during the argument, so go give that a listen. They're also listening to they chat about local games, they chat about rugby, they chat about cricket. It's amazing. But yeah, this is our episode with Tumi Malatsi. Tumi, where can the people find you? Is it at Tumi?
Yes, it is that simple. So on Instagram, it is 2, 2ME, very simple. And then on Twitter, it is Tumi Malatsi, because Hot Cocoa Goddess got the wrong kind of following.
Amazing. So that is it from Not Really Radio Podcast. We keep adding to the Not Really Radio Network, which I'm so excited about. Let us know what you think about this whole debacle. Kind of just reply.
And also just off celebrityness and celebrity-dom. What does that mean to you?
Yes. Send us messages on Not Really Radio Network. Miv, you'll read those, right? give us a 5-star rating. Give us comments also on the 5-star rating. We want to have a little feature at some point when we read through some of those, and we'd love to know who's listening and who enjoys it. If you didn't enjoy it, it's okay. There's other podcasts for you, and you're welcome to go to those. Just don't give us any rating then.
Fuck up our average, man.
yeah. You can get Miv on @Miv_Illionaire on Instagram and Twitter. You can catch me on Twitter and Instagram, TyroneFisher_. And that's it from us. Have a lovely week, I guess. We're out. It's called Not Really Radio, yeah?
Not Really Radio.
Not Really Radio.